Hello stars, welcome to a new episode of Level Up with Selena. I am very happy to have you back. Today's episode is about other people's opinion and how to deal with them. Enjoy listening. We all want to be loved, wanted, and appreciated. It's one of the strongest human desires. But this human desire to connect and belong can hamper us when we let the opinion of others decide how we should live our lives. Think about it. Are people's opinions important? Yes, of course they are. Especially when they come from family. From people you love, from people you like, from people you find important in your life. But they should not be that important that they should control your emotions or your feelings or your thoughts. See, most people will always give you their opinion, whether you ask for it or not. Most of them won't even ask for your permission. See, we live in a world where people demand the right to express their opinion towards you. They actually think they have the right and are convinced they have the right to share whatever it is they think or feel about you, and they will share it, whether you feel like it or not, whether you are ready for it or not. Can you control them? No. Can you control yourself? Yes. You can control how you feel or react about those expressed opinions. Let me say that again. You can only control how you feel and act or react about those expressed opinions. Someone else's opinion of you does not have to be of or become a reality. It's all how you look at it. It's all how you choose to receive the opinion. Now let me tell you a little story. I have this very interesting daughter. She's 8 and she doesn't look like an average child. She has blonde curly hair. When she goes on a holiday in summer, her hair becomes almost white. When she comes back, the roots of her hair become darker. So she gets different colors in her hair. She has a lot of curls in her hair. She's quite tall. And she kind of gets teased at school. You know, children at her school, they share their opinion about her hair, about her looks, whenever they feel like it. And we all do know that children can be very mean towards each other. They don't know how to express themselves. So they just say what they think. So often she comes home and she complains about children teasing her and bullying her about her hair, that it's different, and they're telling her, oh, you have different colors in your hair. Why do you have hair dark and you have hair blonde? Why are your hair so curly, and why this and why that and why that? And then she comes home and she's sad about it. And I often tell her, look, in your life, what's happening right now, those children who are telling you something about your hair, this is going to repeat itself through your entire life. Every time, about your shoes, about your clothes, about your hair, about your height, about your weight, about the things you do, the things you buy, the things you read, the things you don't do. They will always tell you what they think. But that doesn't have to be the truth. It's not something that is the truth. It's not a fact. So for her, it was very difficult to know the difference between a fact and an opinion. She's only 8, so I had to you know, teach her the difference between a fact and an opinion. And I did it this way. I told her, which color is this sweater? We had a sweater lying there. It was a red sweater. She said, it's red. And I told her, if I ask our other daughter, I have another daughter, which color? So I called her and I said, which color is this sweater? She said, red. And I told her, if I ask someone else, which color is this sweater? What do you think they will answer? She said, red. So this sweater is red. There is no discussion about it. This is a fact. Everyone can see it. It's there. An opinion is someone's thought or feeling about something. So when I say this is a nice sweater, is that a fact or is that an opinion? So, and I called my other daughter again and I'm like, is this a nice sweater? She says, no, because she doesn't think it's a nice sweater. It's personal. An opinion is personal. And then she become to understand, she's slowly started to understand the difference between facts, things that are there, obvious, objective, and me opinions, other people's meaning, feelings, and thought about something. And then I told her, look, what the people or the children are telling you about your hair, there are their opinion, what they think about it, what they feel about it. It's their thing. Let them do it. It's their choice. So it doesn't have to be the truth, or it doesn't have to be your fact, or it doesn't have to become something that can control your feelings or your thoughts. It's them. You control how you receive their thoughts. So if you choose, you want to be sad because they tell you those stuff, that's your choice. But you can choose also to be happy about it or to feel nothing about it. It's your choice. Because people will always tell you what they think or feel about a certain thing that you do or have. Listen, people. If you keep caring about people's approval, no matter who those people are, you will always be their prisoner. And why? Because nobody can make you feel anything with their words alone, unless you put power in those words. You are in control. Let me say that again, please. Nobody can make you feel anything with their words alone. Words are empty. Unless you decide to put power in those words. You are in control. You decide how you feel about shared opinions, about people's words towards you. You make a choice to how you receive those words. So make the choice. You want to feel bad? Feel bad. You want to feel good? Feel good. You want to feel nothing and not care less? Good. Then don't care. But you are in control, not the other person. Okay? That's a very important thing to understand, to take with you during your life. You know, I've listed 5 steps for you about how to stop caring about other people's opinion. And I'm happy to share them with you. There are 5 steps, very easy to use, very easy to remember. Do please feel free to write them down if you want it, or just listen back if you ever feel like it. Number 1, people care less than you think. Most of the time, we have the wrong idea. We have an imagination that people care so much about what we do or what we say or what we... They might express their opinion about something, but they don't really care that much, you know? We think they care so much, but actually people care less than we think. You know, they say, it's a really nice quote, this one. When you're 20, you think everybody cares what you do. When in your 40s, You know, you don't care what people think what you do. And in your 60s, you actually realize that nobody ever cared about you or what you do. So think about this one. Maybe you think that people care too much, but actually they express their opinion, maybe to say something, maybe to make themselves important, or maybe they're just used to saying what they think, but they don't care that much. Most of people don't care that much. So think about that one. Number two, surround yourself with positive people. Be selective with people you allow into your life. Positive and supportive people, they don't go around destroying other people's lives with their opinions and with their thoughts and with their meanings. They won't make you feel bad. So surround yourself with positive, supportive people, and chances are very small you're going to have someone that shares his destructive opinion. Number three, keep plans to yourself. You'll catch more negativity if you share your plans too early or too much. Keep your plans to yourself and expose them whenever you are ready to start doing and acting on the plans. If you start pronouncing everything before and people give you their opinion, they might demotivate you, and that's a very sad thing. Keep your plans as much as you can for yourself. Number four, become an expert at mindfulness. That's my favorite one, you guys. You are not thinking, when you are mindfulness, when you're busy with mindfulness, and when you are aware of your mind and your thoughts and your feelings, then you're not thinking about the past. You're not thinking about the future, daydreaming about anything. Your attention is on your individual present moment. So when someone gives you their opinion, 2 or 3 seconds after that, it becomes the past, right? Because it's over. When you're an expert at mindfulness, you think, okay, so the person said it. Doesn't affect me because I know what I'm doing. I know how I feel. I know where I'm going. It's in the past. Can I change it? No. Move on. Very important one. Brings you an immense peace of heart. Number five, remember that life is too short. There is no time to waste. And there's no time enough to be wondering what people think of you, or to be wondering what people, why people think of you a certain way or make you feel. There is no time. People, life is so short. Let them say whatever they say. Let them, if they feel good about it or bad, you shouldn't care. It's you who decide what to do with that opinion. So let me repeat those ones for you, okay? So number one, people care less than you think. Number two, surround yourself with positive and supportive people. Number three, keep plans to yourself. Four, become an expert at mindfulness. How do you do that? Meditating, reading books, praying. Number five, remember that life is too short. Now be careful, people, if you are the opinion giver. Let's look at this any other side. Because let's be honest, we all give our opinions. Maybe more than we realize. Maybe you give your opinion 60 times a day and you're not even aware of it because it happens so fast. I don't think we all are aware of how much we share what we think and feel, and how less we realize how the other people or the other person feels about it. So if you want to give your opinion, if you desperately want to give your opinion, let me show you the best ways to offer your opinion. Okay? Step one, ask yourself if the person you will receive, who will receive the opinion, is going to get better at this. of or because of your opinion? Is this person gonna grow? Is this a constructive, critical matter? Is he gonna grow? Is the person gonna get better at this? If not, don't do it. If yes, okay. Check. Number two, ask yourself if you are the best person to do this or to say this. Maybe you are not the best person in this situation or in this relationship to share a kind of opinion. Think about that. Number three, ask yourself if this situation warrants an opinion, if this situation even needs an opinion. Some situations don't even need opinions because you're not going to get better at it. Number four, think before you speak. If you chipped those three checkups that I told you before and you decide you want to give your opinion, you decide you are the right person, you did ask yourself this person will get better because of it, and you asked yourself this situation desperately needs your opinion, good. Now, prepare yourself. Don't just open your mouth and blah, 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 blah. Prepare yourself. Know what you're going to say and always start with, I hope that this is not going to ruin a relationship, or I hope. Start with pronouncing your concern first and then your critic. Remember that. Whenever you want to give your opinion, start with pronouncing your concern about it. So I hope I'm not going to disappoint you. I hope I'm not going to hurt you. I hope our relationship is going to stay good after this. But I think da 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 la 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 la. And then you say it. So always start with a positive part. And then you give your critic. Your constructive, not destructive critic. Destructive critics or opinion, just don't share it. Keep it with you. Put it in a box and put it away, like under a blanket somewhere in a corner where nobody finds it. We don't need it. People don't need opinions, bad opinions. And if we all control it, we all do our best to control it, maybe we can make this world a little bit slightly better. Number five, last but not least, use I statements. Don't share your opinion with you. Whatever it is, start your sentence with I think and I feel and I have the idea that you, la 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 la. Use I statements, because if you use you, it's like very personal and very hurtful. If you use I statements, it's more, less personal and less hurtful towards the receiver of your opinion. Now, I want to end this episode with a very powerful message, ladies and gentlemen. Please take the time to let this one sink in and try to understand it. And most of all, try to be aware of it. I will say it twice. Being offended is a choice. The power to offend doesn't exist. It is you who gives words power. Being offended is a choice. The power to offend someone actually doesn't exist, because it's you who gives words power when you receive them from someone. The offense begins, persists, and ends entirely in your mind. It's all in your mind. An offense isn't like a weapon that you can use against other people. It is always a decision or a choice that is made by the person who takes the offense. An offense isn't a weapon that you can or we can use against each other. It is always a decision or a choice that is made by the person who receives the words, who receives the offense. Again, you are the master of your mind. You make the choice. How do you want to feel after people give you their opinion, after people give you their words? Want to feel bad? Good. Want to feel happy? Good. You want to feel nothing? Go ahead. Feel nothing. You are in control. My name is Selena, and you are listening to Level Up with Selena. Thank you so much, guys, for listening.